Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Officer Kyle Keller from the Knoxville Police Department to give us tips on back-to-school safety. One of the things that Knoxville residents have to deal with this year is some new bus stops that have been incorporated into the Knoxville Community School District. What are some things people should know about in regards to the new bus stops?
There are several bus stops in Knoxville. One thing that people are going to have to be careful about is kids are going to be walking from all over to get to these. Some of them aren't clearly marked or the crosswalks aren't completed yet, so people are going to have to be very careful in their morning commutes. I know in the past we've had complaints about people speeding and things like that around the schools, so it's good to be aware of where these bus stops are so you're kind of being a little bit more aware of the kids that might be just crossing in front of you and not realizing that you're driving down the street. Even at the speed limit, kids may not realize that they don't have time to cross in front of you or not. Some of them, they don't have stop signs. They may only have yield signs. So you have to be aware of that, that kids may not realize the difference between those, especially our younger kids. Several of the stops, I believe you'll start seeing the buses arrive at those areas and stop in the mornings. But for a full list, you can go to the school district website. The transportation department has the full list of them there. So that way it gives you an idea. Maybe in the morning, you can just avoid those areas altogether on your morning commutes. Also be aware that on Mondays, the times are different than the rest of the days.
Now, a lot of people sometimes see patrol cars outside the schools, whether they're dropping their kids off or just over the course of a day. What are some things that you as an officer are looking for in regards to student safety?
In the past, we've had several complaints about older students who are driving to school on their cell phones or they're driving a little bit too fast. I know especially over by West, a lot of kids are going over towards the high school area. Had a lot of complaints about that in the past, so don't be surprised if you see an officer sitting there just watching people, watching for speed, watching them see if they're using their cellular devices or anything else. Also, might be checking for seat belts, just things like that. It's a good way for an officer to be in the area and kind of show the presence at least, and hopefully help everybody feel a little bit more safe.
And you mentioned about the younger drivers who you see texting and stuff like that. How dangerous is that?
It is very dangerous, especially in the morning when the kids are walking to school or after school. When the high school kids want to get out and they want to get on their cell phones and start texting their friends or calling their friends or getting on social media sites, it's not a good idea. Obviously, we've all seen the dangers of what texting and driving will do and using your devices. If a kid just pops out in front of one of these high school kids that's doing that one time, we're going to have a horrible accident. Hopefully, we can avoid anything like that can happen. Obviously, the little kids aren't going to be paying attention as much if they're just crossing the street when a high school kid's driving down the road. Even, like I said earlier, referring to adults driving 25 miles an hour, you know, it doesn't give you as much time to stop if somebody just happens to jump out right in front of you. So definitely use caution. I want everyone, you know, not just students that are driving, but adults as well.
What are some other tips you would like to give both students and parents in regards to back-to-school safety?
I think just being careful, being aware of your surroundings. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more people walking around, driving around in these morning times and after-school times. So just be more cautious and aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you. It's easy to just kind of block yourself out and want to get home as soon as you can, but just take your time.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Police Officer Kyle Keller, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.